The Amory to Dresser State Trail in Polk County has not been formally opened, but a local recreation group and a property owner had raised noise, erosion, and user conflict concerns about the potential use of snowmobiles and motorized all-terrain vehicles. Polk County Judge Molly Wyrick has ruled that a state trail statute limits the trails to non-motorized use. She's also decided that the DNR's environmental assessment of the Amory to Dresser Trail was unreasonable because the agency considered the trail a local resource instead of part of a statewide trail system. The citizen's attorney, Glenn Stoddard, says the rulings are significant for the whole state.
We think it also has some far-reaching implications for how the state plans and develops state trails generally. And we're hopeful that what this will do is essentially be a wake-up call to DNR.
DNR attorney Michael Lutz says the state argued motorized vehicles were okay for the Amory to Dresser Trail.
We have traditionally allowed, say, snowmobiling on our state trails during the wintertime, and this one included. And it's always been our view that certainly we have to maintain a system of state trails at a minimum for such uses as hiking and biking. But those are not the only permissible uses.
The DNR says it's still deciding whether to appeal the Polk County ruling. The agency stresses the decision currently does not affect other trails, including ones specifically designated for motorized vehicles that are paid for by licenses, gas taxes, and the users. Chuck Kornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.